Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We began chapter 9 in our last program as we studied notes from the Quran concerning the revelation of the Quran, and that was part 1. Today we will continue with part 2, which is notes from the hadith concerning the revelation of the Quran. What is hadith? Hadith is an Arabic word, which means talk. That is what hadith is. Now, when Muslims say hadith, they meant what Muhammad said. As Muslims believe, they must obey Allah's word, the Quran, and Muhammad's words in the hadith. As Allah even ordered the Muslim believers to obey Muhammad. And you see that throughout the pages of the Quran. For example, in Quran chapter 3 and verse 32, we read, Allah said, obey Allah and the messenger. You can also read the same command in Quran chapter 3, verse 132, Quran chapter 4, verse 59, Quran chapter 5, verse 92, Quran chapter 8, verse 1, and on throughout the pages of the Quran. And I'm amazed when some Muslims tell me that they don't believe in the hadith. They don't follow the hadith. They reject the hadith, which is the saying of Muhammad. For heaven's sake, how can Muslims obey Muhammad if they do not know what he says? This is a command of Allah throughout the pages of the Quran for Muslim believers to obey Allah and to obey Muhammad. And if you do not know what Muhammad said, then how can you obey Muhammad? The command of Allah is eternal. Muslims must obey Muhammad, not only while Muhammad living on earth, but until the end of time. The command of Muhammad, the word of Muhammad, must be obeyed by all Muslims, or they are not Muslims. Obviously, those people who reject the hadith, and we're going to find out a little bit more about it later in depth, they reject it because they found out it is nonsense. But in the same time, they are ignorant of the Quran, and if they will examine the Quran in the same way they are examining the saying of Muhammad in the hadith, they will also find that the Quran is nonsense. All the saying of Muhammad is collected in the hadith. Once again, we will be doing a deep study to learn about the hadith and the collection of the hadith and the contradiction in the hadith and details in the near future, Lord is willing. Now, I want to take you to some of the saying in the hadith from which we can learn about the true nature of Muhammad's revelation of the Quran. And that will help us to understand that this Quran cannot be the true word of God because it is more than just the words of Muhammad. It is others who put their own words in the Quran instead of what Muhammad asked them to write down. You have to understand now that Muhammad have special people who will write for him the Quran. He actually gave us 4 men from which we can collect the Quran. Sadly, these 4 men died before the Quran was ever put together in a book form. But today, I would like to share with you 7 hadiths by Muhammad from which we can learn some real important fact about the revelation of the Quran. The first hadith I would like to share with you comes from Al-Sahih. When you hear me saying the word Al-Sahih, it means the correct saying of Muhammad. We know for sure that Muhammad did say what we're about to read. And that was given of a man by the name Anas. It says, a Nasraniyan, which is the made-up word of Muhammad for a Christian, used to write the revelation to Muhammad. And this Christian man used to say, Muhammad does not desire except what I write for him. Excuse me, what? You heard me right. That which we read in the Quran, maybe it is actually the writing of that Christian man, and Muhammad does not like anybody but him and his writings. First, let me read to you what is written in Quran chapter 6 and verse 93, and then I'll read to you the interpretation of Al-Sayuti to learn why Allah sent that verse down to Muhammad. For in Quran 6 verse 93, we read the following, and who is more unjust than one who forged a lie against Allah or said, it has been revealed to me when nothing was revealed to him, and who said, I will send down like that which Allah has sent down. And if you see when the unjust are in the flood of death and the angels reach forth their hands, get your soul out. Today you will be rewarded with a humiliating torment because of what you were saying against Allah without the truth, and you were proud against his verses. I know it's a long verse, but this verse talks about people who say against Allah what Allah did not say. Now here is interpretation, and that is very important. And I love to read Muslim scholars' interpretation, because there we can figure out what Allah is trying to say in the Quran, which means the idea that the Quran is a clear book, easy to understand, is a comedy. For the majority of the Quran is unclear verses. No idea who's talking to who and what is the subject. But here is what the great Al-Suyuti said concerning Quran chapter 6 and verse 93. Abdullah ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Sharh used to write to the Prophet. When he say here he used to write to Muhammad, means he's writing the Quran for Muhammad. So Muhammad will dictate the Quran to him and he will write it down. So Muhammad used to say to him, Azizun Hakim, which means dear wise. You see in the end of many of the verses of the Quran, and Allah is, and then Muhammad always write two description of Allah: forgiving, merciful, harsh, means whatever, just any two description to who Allah is in the end of the verse. And that is the style of the writing of Muhammad throughout the pages of the Quran. But here, Muhammad was telling Abdullah ibn Sa'd, write down, Abdullah, write, Inna Allah Azizun Hakim. Surely Allah is dear wise. Well, guess what? Abdullah did not write Azizun Hakim, dear wise, but he wrote Ghafurun Rahim, forgiven, merciful. So instead of he write, dear wise, he wrote, forgiven, merciful. You may think, if that is the case, that Muhammad will stop him and correct him and say, wait a minute. I did not ask you to write forgiven, merciful. I want you to write dear wise. But that's not the case. Because when Abdullah recites the Quran back to Muhammad, and he will say to him, here is what I wrote today. And he comes to that verse and he said, surely Allah is forgiving, merciful, not dear wise. When he read it to Muhammad, Muhammad said, it's the same. Yes, it is the same. Wait a minute. What do you mean it is the same? Did Jibreel told Muhammad Azizun Hakim, or did he tell him Ghafur Rahim? There are two different descriptions for Allah. Azizun Hakim, dear wise, is not Ghafur Rahim, forgiving, merciful. But that was the case of Muhammad. How do we know that? We know that from, obviously, the hadith. A little bit later, that gentleman Abdullah ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Sharh left Islam. I wonder why Abdullah left Islam. Of course, he knows Muhammad is not a prophet. He knows the Quran is not the word of Allah. He is making it up. And Muhammad said it's the same. There's no difference between two descriptions to Allah by another two descriptions of Allah, as long as have the rhymes and the poetry styles of the writing of the Quran, then Muhammad like it. Since Abdullah ibn Sa'd figured out Muhammad is not a prophet, he left Islam and he joined with the people of Quraysh, the idol worshippers. And Abdullah ibn Sa'd said, I used to take Muhammad away as much as I wish. Meaning, I was controlling Muhammad. In what subject, ladies and gentlemen? In the subject of writing the verses of the Quran. The word of Allah was written according to Abdullah ibn Sa'd, not according to Muhammad or Jibreel. As Abdullah stated, he used to say to me, write down, Azizun Hakim. So I say, Alimun Hakim, which means knowing wise. And Muhammad replied, yes, each of them are right. Once again, the words of the Quran changed by Abdullah, and Muhammad did not have any problem with that. Until in the end of the matter, Muhammad told Abdullah, Uktub ma shi't, write whatever you wish. Ha ha! Can you hear that? Well, the Quran is written to fit with the wishing of Abdullah, not as how Muhammad received it from Jibreel, from Allah. This is written, the source of this hadith is in Al-Shifa lil-Qadi Ayyad.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
It is also said that Abdullah ibn Sa'd, in one day, he was writing to Muhammad, and Muhammad said, the verse which is written in Quran chapter 23 and verse 14. For there we read, then we created the nutfa into a clot. So we created the clot into a piece of flesh. So we created the piece of flesh into bones. So we closed the bones with flesh. Then we made it another creature. First of all, that verse is loaded with many mistakes about the development of embryo. But let's continue here with our study. When Muhammad arrived to the statement, then we made it another creature, Abdullah ibn Sa'd added the following sentence, which is, so blessed be Allah, the best of the creators. And when Muhammad heard Abdullah ibn Sa'd saying that, he said to him, write it like that. It is descended on me just like that. And that's when Abdullah doubted that Muhammad is a prophet. And he said, if Muhammad is truthful, then it was revealed to me as much as it was revealed to him, which means I'm a prophet equal to him because I made up a sentence in the end of that paragraph and Muhammad said it is a true revelation. And on the other hand, if Muhammad is a liar, so I have just said from the Quran as much as he did. And what is so amazing about these words which Muhammad ended that verse with, it is nonsense whatsoever. Why? Because one of the names of Allah in the Quran, that he is the creator. And when Abdullah ibn Sa'd said, blessed be Allah, the best of the creators, that make Allah one of many creators. And that is plural form, which means three or more. And here we ask our dear Muslim friends, who else is creating with Allah in Islam? Here, one more statement from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the writer of the Quran for Muhammad. And it was said that Muhammad dictated to him a verse in the Quran, and he wrote it. In the following day, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud thought that paper so he can read that verse, but he could not find it because the paper was empty. Nothing was written on it. So he told the Prophet of Allah. So Muhammad answered him, surely it was abrogated last night. In the same night, Muhammad received a verse from the Quran. It was also deleted in the same night from the Quran. Wow, what an amazing thing. I thought Allah said none can change the word of Allah. How can Muhammad cancel the word of Allah? Let's move on to another hadith that is the correct hadith of Bukhari. And the hadith said that Umar said, my Lord agreed with me on three things. He said, O Messenger of Allah, if you took the place of Abraham as a place of worship, and behold, Muhammad receive Quran chapter 2 and verse 125, which said, "And when we made the house as a resort for people and a haven, and take from the place of Abraham a place of prayer." Wow, that is exactly what Omar said. Muhammad liked it and he added it to the Quran to make it one of the verses of the Quran. Then Omar said, "I said, O Master of Allah, surely your women, men, righteous and unrighteous, go and be with them. You should order them to stay behind the veil when they meet with these men." So after Omar said that to Muhammad, quickly Allah rushed to Muhammad with another verse, and that is Quran chapter 33 and verse 53. And there we read, "O you who have believed, do not enter the house of the Prophet except when it is permitted to you for a meal, but not waiting while it is being prepared. But if you were invited, so enter. So when you have eaten, so depart, and do not engage in familiar conversation. Surely this would harm the Prophet, so he would be shy to you. And Allah is not shy of the truth. And when you would ask for anything from them, so ask them from behind the veil. This will be pure for your hearts and for their hearts. And you must not harm the Messenger of Allah, nor have sex with his wives after him forever. Surely this is a great offense with Allah." Notice here the idea behind that verse, that men will talk with Muhammad's wives from behind the veil. This was the suggestion of Omar to Muhammad, which Allah quick to rush to Muhammad with a verse to support Omar's idea. As for the last verse, which was originated by Omar to Muhammad, that is when Muhammad met with all his women concerning their jealousy from one another. So Omar said to them, "Perhaps his Lord will divorce you and he exchange you with better wives than you." And behold, we open the Quran chapter 66 and verse 5. And guess what we read there? We read, "Perhaps his Lord, if he divorce you, he will give him another wife better than you in exchange. Muslims, believers, obedience, patient, servants, fasting, previously married, and virgin." And here we go. Muhammad copy Omar's idea, making it in a poetry form to be a new verse in the Quran. So from the hadith we learn that Muhammad was simply adding the ideas of Omar and others in his Quran. Now let's go to Al-Sayyuti in his interpretation to that which is written in Quran chapter 2 and verse 284 and 286. It was said that Ahmad and Muslim and others that Abi Huraira said, when the verse of the Quran descended on Muhammad, and here is the verse, "To Allah what is in the heavens and what is on the earth. And if you reveal what in yourself or hide it, Allah will call you to account by it. So he will forgive whom he wills, and he will torment whom he wills. And Allah is mighty over all things." Now, when the Muslim believers heard Muhammad say that, they say, "It is impossible for us to follow Islam this way. This is so harsh. How can Allah judge us about our thoughts? I mean, how can a person control his thought?" Quickly, Muhammad fixed the problem by adding one more verse in Quran chapter 2, and that is Quran chapter 2 and verse 286. And in it, Muhammad lightened the matter to the Muslim believers, and he told them that that new verse Allah sent to abrogate Quran chapter 2 and verse 284. As we read the following, "Allah will not burden any soul except its ability. It will receive what is earned, and it will pay what is earned. Our Lord, do not hold us responsible if we forget or sin," and so on with the rest of the verse. Now let me share with you another reason why Muhammad added a verse in the Quran. You see, there was a woman by the name Sharika, and that woman was beautiful. She was attractive lady. and she offered herself to Muhammad to be able to enjoy her sexually, and he accepted it. Well, guess what? Aisha, Muhammad's favorite wife, the 6-year-old child when Muhammad married her at the age of 51, she said, "There is not anything good about a woman to offer herself to another man." That's why Allah quickly rushed to Muhammad with Quran chapter 33 and verse 50. And there we read the following. "O you Prophet, surely we have made it lawful to you, your wives, whom you have given their wages, and those that your right hand possesses, that is the slaves, which Allah has granted you, and the daughters of your paternal uncle, and the daughters of your paternal aunts, and the daughters of your maternal uncle, and the daughters of your maternal aunts, those who immigrated with you, and a believing woman, if she gives herself to the Prophet, if the Prophet desired to have sex with her, this is a privilege for you, but not for any other believers. Indeed, we know what we ordain for them in their wives and what their right hand possesses, that there may be no shame on your part." And Allah was forgiving, merciful. That verse makes Muhammad the worst womanizer. And when Muhammad received that verse in the Quran, Aisha said, "Surely Allah rushed to you with your desire." She knows it. Muhammad making up his own Quran to satisfy his desires. In another place, a man by the name Abdul Rahman ibn Auf said that he could not find some portion of the Quran. And that's when he learned from Muhammad that that portion was removed from the Quran. That's why Ibn Umar said, "No one should say, 'I know the entire Quran,' but all what you can say is, 'I know what I got from the Quran,' because much of the Quran was deleted." And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.